All right, we're back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are just about, 50 minutes into the show now. So we're talking about some different heavy topics, but nothing too bad, eh, honey?
No, not bad.
No.
Hey, it's not a regular show if I'm not crying.
Yeah, well, you know.
It takes a real man not to be ashamed of crying.
Yeah. Yeah, you can qualify anything like that. Anyways.
Anyway, let's talk about Friday night.
Or
do you want to talk about something else?
No, you know what? I'm okay with Friday night. Let's talk about Friday night.
Friday night, we went to the Black Eagle.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Yes. Actually, it is a surprise for us. We do not
We haven't been out in a while.
No, especially on a Friday night.
To Toronto.
To Toronto. And once a month on, it's once a month, isn't it? Or is it every Friday?
I'm going to say it is once a month, and it's going to be the first Monday? First Friday?
Friday.
First Friday of the month.
Argo / Paul.
Paul C.
Paul C. Hosts an interactive class play, monitored play.
Yeah, I'll look it up on the
area type thing on the second floor. And this week he was there with his pup. Now I forgot his name. Very sweet pup, who's looking gorgeous. He's been working out and he's buffing and he's a sweet, really nice guy. Was all saran wrapped to the post with his Woofmas hat on, and then Paul put candy canes all over, and then the Christmas stocking was attached around his balls, which was quite heavy, full of goodies.
Yeah.
And so Paul did a demo about doing saran wrap and so forth, and then invited people to come and play, which Master Noel then took over.
He didn't take over.
One area.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well,
an hour, 40 minutes worth of playing?
I wasn't that long, was I?
Okay. Boy Neil?
Yeah.
Pop Corey?
Yeah.
Boy Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Papes.
I flung four. No wonder my fucking arms were sore. I wasn't a heart attack. That was muscle spasms.
Yeah, talking about that doctor tomorrow.
Let's not talk about that.
Yep. So it was a fun night. Master Noel did...
Yeah, we did some flogging. It was fun.
It was very good. But the best part of it, I thought, of the night, was when Pop Ace was in Toronto working on a film with some of his friends from his... I can't pronounce
sorority would be a female
girls,
version.
Yeah.
Well, I say that.
Fraternity, and he invited them to come and meet his sirs at the Black Eagle and to come out to the Black Eagle where he was going to be. And actually, one of the fraternity boys is an openly gay guy. And when he saw the text, when there's no fucking way that he...
Right, what
tall
that,
one,
who, what, wait, who's
one of the
gay?
Guy was had a striped shirt on.
I was busy vlogging.
Yeah,
apparently.
Anyway, one of the Pape's friend is the only other person who's openly gay that was
that I didn't even know.
Yeah,
okay.
Saw this text and went, "There's no way in hell I have to go and see this."
Yeah.
So shows up and he's like, "Oh my god!" And really, that's what he said. "Oh my god!" And there was 4 or 5 other members of the fraternity who are very conservative.
Watching me flog them?
No. None of this was going on while you were flogging. But they're standing around talking to Ace, and Ace is introducing us to them.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are suddenly...
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt, but it's called Fetish Funhouse, and it was hosted by Paul C. The boot black was Pooch. He was very cool, by the way. Anyways, we'll talk about him. Go on.
Okay. And, okay, what's that? I mean, JD.
I'll read that. You can just keep going through.
Okay. And so to see Pape's friend, suddenly two of them were looking around, and then you saw one of them notice something on the TV screens, and then the other one the same thing, and it was guys fucking and going right at it.
Oh, the porn.
The porn.
Well, I was like that too when I first walked
in. And their face kind of went, I see what's on the TV. So that was really neat. And then the demo was going on. And then I showed a couple of the guys some pictures of my sister, Chantal, which then really put them over the edge, because then that's just totally did a mind fucked about it. But what was really interesting is, you know, they were fine. They were great. They enjoyed kind of what was going on. And then they decided to go on the patio for some fresh air because that bit was too much. And that's when you took puppies.
Oh, yeah, make it seem like I kidnapped them and tied them.
And on a cross and, you know, flogged them and had your fun with them. But the whole time his buddies weren't there. They were on the patio. The minute you finish, Papes comes and sit down. They come back.
That's funny.
And they went, the guy says, so did we miss anything? And I went, and
yeah,
and
much.
Me and Papes kind of went, kinda.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's better that they don't see everything all at once. So, Pup Loki, he says, by the way, I made a bear for the charity event on Friday. He made a Jedi puppy.
Very nice.
That's cute.
Been abused and
They're going to kids who have been abused and abandoned. Very interesting. I asked him what the charity was. Maybe he can get us a link and we can drop it into the chat room.
Very good.
Yeah, do come in the chat room.
Send us a picture of what the the little bear looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe, you know, if you're in the mood of making another one, we have a bar event.
Yeah, Puppy Dog, you make us one for our charity event, too. We need two, actually.
Yeah, and
he's got no money, but...
Well, you know what? You make one, let us know how much it'll cost you, and we'll send you some cash for it.
Well,
To pay for the material, and we'll auction it off at our bar night.
All right.
You're helping them, and we're helping you at the same time.
I'm okay with that.
So I think it'll be good. Anyway, keep talking about Friday night. And then I'll add on a little bit later.
Blah, blah, blah. So Pooch was boot blacking, and I know it all goes to charity. His charity was not the hospice house. What's the one that we were just talking about?
Casey House.
So, I mean, and it's when you see a boot black and you're going to get your boots done, it's a donation. And the money doesn't go to the individual. I mean, they pay for all the raw materials. They pay for, sometimes, you know, they got to replace laces. They have to, the money that they're collecting is for a charity 9 times out of 10. I'm not going to say every single time, but at the Eagle it is. And that's the first thing I ask is, what is your charity? That was his. And then at the same time, Boy Alex was there as well. And Boy Alex is going to have to get a couple boot black classes eventually. So I'll have to sit down with him. And probably Boy Neil and definitely Slave Wayne. I'm going to have to give him a few classes. But I actually said to him, explain to him what you're doing as you go along. And he did a really, really good job. He was very patient. I mean, Boy Alex is by no stretch of the imagination a stupid person. He catches on pretty quick.
Yeah.
But he he didn't dumb it down. He kind of took a look at him and was like, and he just spoke to him. You know, we're doing this because of this, this, sure. And this, and this, and this. And he did a very, very good job. So it was pretty good. I actually enjoyed it. And I kept thinking, normally it's we both get our boots done. You kind of were off on doing whatever. And so, I mean, I still gave him $20. Right.
Okay.
So, because normally we do $20, we both get ours done.
Yeah.
You know. So, but I mean, I still gave him the $20. But no, but he did a really good job, and it was appreciated. excuse me. He was appreciated. Boy Alex says, yeah, he was so cool. He was pretty neat. He knows what he's doing for sure. Sir Marky fell out of the chat room, by the way.
Oh, again? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got to type every now and then. So, what else happened at the Eagle?
Well. There is something that keeps happening, and that's not just to us.
Okay, I know what you're going to start to get into.
Yep.
Why don't we bring that back up after we go to a break and after we have Joe on? Because it's almost 8 o'clock.
Yep.
We're going to do what's happening in Toronto area. We're going to do a real, real, real quick break, and we'll be right back.